dealer safety Ryan Clark. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. It's myself, Joe Starkey. It's former Steeler Josh Miller. And we were just talking about Albert Haynesworth and how Steelers fans will probably be looking closely at this case, Ryan. And I wonder if the Steelers players are looking at it, wondering what Roger Goodell will do.
I mean, you know, Roger Goodell clearly has a large amount of power. His opinion weighs heavily on his decisions, and there's no one to really come in on his decisions and say yay or nay. And then when you come to the appeals process, it also has to go through him. So I think everybody's going to look closely and see what he decides or how he handles this situation. But it doesn't really matter whether we voice our opinions afterwards, whether we go in and say it's unfair because of the decisions that you've handed down to people on our team or the way that you've treated other people in the league. It doesn't matter because he's still going to be judge and jury.
But I'll tell you what, as a fan, as the fan of the game and as a Steeler fan and Steeler Nation, you know, and other people around, all the media's around say, you know what, Steeler fans are ridiculous. They just think everyone has it out for them. If they don't do anything with Haynesworth, I can sure see the argument in the Steeler fans saying that Goodell has it out for him.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we really have made no bones about that.
Mm-hmm.
We voiced our opinions. We've taken a lot of flack for saying the things that we have said. And so I think right now we're just taking the position of just playing football and just trying to go out here and win games. We can't really focus on what he's doing, especially when it's a situation like this where it's not really dealing with us. You know, so hopefully the fans will voice their opinions and, you know, we can get some of those things out. But as far as we're concerned, you know, we're just through with it. I've honestly just washed my hands of the situation. You know, tired of complaining about it, tired of saying this is a problem for us. And we just have to go out here and live right off the field so we don't give him those decisions and try our best to play within the rules on the field. And other than that, man, you know, let him live his life and let us live ours.
Now, Ryan, as a player rep, you're in the media quite a bit trying to educate everybody on the Steelers side what is going on, giving the media what's going on as much as they were allowed to know. Just for yourself, I mean, was it exhausting? Are you happy that smoke cleared?
It was fine. You know, I think you kind of get a bad rep when you are representing the players as, you know, maybe a loudmouth or maybe a guy who's going against the grain or, you know, a guy who's causing problems or a rebel. Because, you know, you are fighting for your players. I think a lot of people on the outside can't understand that it's not necessarily fighting for what you want. It's fighting for what you think is best for the game and for the players that were before you, the players that are playing now, and also the future players. So it wasn't that bad. You know, you take a lot of slack and you get a lot of outside attention that I think is kind of unwarranted, but it's part of the position. It's part of what happens when you allow your teammates to elect you to hold that position. It's also part of what happens when you try to do it and do that job to the best of your ability. You know, it wasn't about getting a free trip to Hawaii. It wasn't about having the name of being a player rep. It was about doing the job, representing my guys, representing the Pittsburgh Steelers, the other players in the NFL. So it was fine with me. You know, if they want to make me a bad guy, that's fine. The guys in my locker room know what type of person I am. They know I'll go to bat for them in any situation. And so, you know, if we had another labor disagreement, I'd be willing to fight again.
Joined by Steelers safety Ryan Clark here on Seibel, Starkey, and Miller. Ryan, brought to you by Honda North and Armstrong Cable. And let's talk about you as a player, Ryan. I look at your numbers and just think back to the games you've played here. You show up every week. You make a ton of tackles. You make game-changing plays. I'm curious about two things, whether you feel you're primed for your best season yet and how much it takes to play next to Troy, like whether you've grown into that playing next to a guy who is kind of all over the place making spectacular plays. What's the balance like there?
It's a weird balance because I think on one end you get a lot of the only reason you're still in the NFL, the only reason that you even get to play or make any plays is because you play with Troy. And then you get the other end where people who understand football understand how difficult it is and how much you have to do and how much you have to understand a great player like that that you're playing with to play. So I think it's the best of both worlds. But far as for me and for what I get, that opportunity to play with one of the greatest players, I think in NFL history, definitely the best safety right now playing the game. I mean, it's amazing. As far as whether I have the best year, I'm not sure. I feel better this year than I've ever felt. Stronger, moving faster, and you know, guys just continue to bless me. And if I can stay healthy, then I feel like we can have a good year. I know I started working out earlier than I usually do this season, just because I was tired of watching Green Bay on TV, and I watched a lot of ESPN, and that's all they were showing. So I figured I needed some way to get out the house, you know. So I got out to work out, and you know, Troy and I have just been talking. We won't be the reason we don't win this one. So we're excited about the season and, you know, making another run.
Speaking of Troy, Ryan, we've seen in the past few weeks the Steelers give out a lot of money on defense, and Troy is still kind of in a waiting pattern. Do you get the sense at all that he felt slighted or that he felt left out, or what is his state of mind now?
You know, you have to ask Troy what his state of mind is. Clearly, he's my best friend on the team, and we talk. I don't think it's, you know, my business to talk about that. As for me, you know, I pray, not only wish or hope, I pray that, you know, we get the deal done. I honestly, you know, once we started playing together and became friends, we said we were going to finish this thing out and finish this run out together. So, you know, for me, I certainly hope that, you know, we get him re-signed. I know that's what he wants to do. I think one of the worst things and biggest tragedies that can happen football-wise would be for Troy not to finish his career still. So, I hope both sides feel that way, and I think they do, and prayerfully we'll get a deal done.
Yeah, amen to that. You listen to Ryan Clark on 93.7 The Fan. Ryan, how's Carnell Lake doing? What have you learned from him? I know you're a vet, and there's not too many things you can tell a guy like you, but how's he doing with the other cats?
Oh, no, definitely. You know, I'm still learning. I mean, I think the biggest thing about having a guy like Coach Lake is he has instant credibility. You know, you talk about a man who's been to the Pro Bowl as a corner and as a strong safety, but also played linebacker in college. It shows his versatility. It shows his ability to learn. And that's what he's just been teaching us. And also, he's brought a playmaker's mentality to our group. You know, telling guys, yes, I want you to stop the deep ball. I want you to play technique sound, but we're here to make plays. And I think that's one thing that can help us as a secondary start to get more interceptions, start to make more game-changing plays other than Troy, you know, to go along with the guys you have up front. Clearly, our linebacking room, probably the highest-paid linebacking room in the NFL right now, they're going to make plays, but we need to hold up our end. So Coach Lake has been there. The first thing I noticed about him is he has no ego. Extremely humble. Just came in, he comes in, he wants to work, defers to the veterans a lot as to how we play things in the past, and then gives us the way he feels like it would be a good way to play it, and we talk, and we find a compromise, and we find the best way for the Pittsburgh Steelers to be the best team we can be. So he's been an awesome addition, and we're just going to try to continue getting better with him.
Ryan, we took a lot of calls after the last preseason game about Troy's interception return. When that happens on the field, are you yelling at him to get down? Are you excited? And also, what did you guys think of Michael Vick's tackle?
I thought it was a good tackle, to be honest with you. I mean, I like the way he stuck his head in there and made a play. Telling Troy to get down is kind of like talking to your children, though. Sometimes they listen. Most of the times they don't. So, you know, I just tried to turn around and get a block. I knew he wasn't going to fall just because Troy has a playmaker's mentality. I think a lot of people tried to make Michael Vick's tackle dirty. I don't think it was. It was a quarterback going in to make a play. It's just kind of iffy with the rules now. It's hard to know when you can block the quarterback. You know, there's so many different rules that have been put into place to protect them. But as far as this tackle, I'm fine with it. I mean, if you watch Troy tackle, he hits a lot of people in the same manner, you know. Troy wasn't upset about it. I'm happy he wasn't hurt because it was a physical play. But, you know, as far as the play goes, I would like for Troy to get on the ground. But I know that'll never happen, so he's just got to turn around and get a block.
What can you say about Ben? It seems, you know, sometimes when somebody gets in trouble, they say all the right things, but you can see through that. I think Ben deserves a lot of credit for getting way past that. He sounds pretty convincing now, and I see just the way he responds to the fans, responds to media, and I see teammates now kind of clamoring over his way. Has he won back everybody in that locker room?
You know, honestly, for me, it wasn't a situation to where he had to win us back. You know, I definitely stayed in touch with him, you know, during those periods of time and, you know, texted him or called him just to let him know that, you know, we were in his corner, we were backing him. My son's his biggest fan, so you know, he's always been a good guy as far as I'm concerned. He's always done things to show me that he was willing to be a good teammate.
Well, he has such a welcoming vibe now. He has a different vibe that he just sends out that, okay, it seems like that might have scared him, and he seems pretty...
Sometimes for you guys, man, y'all get different vibes. You know, media, man, it is a tough job. It's a tough job because sometimes when you do it right and you do it well, you have to be negative. And so I guess, you know, maybe to you guys the vibe is different, but I think Ben has really just started to come into his own. He found a way to be happy being Ben Roethlisberger and also please other people, which is extremely hard. And I'm just happy for him the way he's playing, the way he's turned his life around, and allowed other people to see the Ben that I think a lot of us knew already.
That's well said. Now, Ryan, let me ask you this. You have the best seat in the house to see the other side of the ball, a healthy O-line, Ben more mature, Coach Arians not going anywhere, Hines losing 8 pounds, ready to roll around the 193-4 range, Wallace, Sanders, Brown, adding Cotchery, a healthy Mendenhall. My God, I mean, I think they're going to give the defense some points to protect, no?
Man, it's Benny and the Jets. I think they start playing that song every time the offense gets on the field, man. Benny! I think you got Renegade and Benny and the Jets. Our offense, if we can do the things that we were able to do last week, and I know every week won't be that way, but give long drives, put long drives together, make people figure out, you know, almost pick your poison type situation, let the defense rest, come out, give Coach LeBeau time to blitz, pin our ears back. I think we're going to be trouble. Offense looks really good. Ben is mature. He learned how to use his weapons. The biggest thing is we only had one football.
Right on.
So we can figure out how to get that one football around to the right people. We're going to be extremely tough to stop our offense.
Last question for Ryan Clark, kind enough to join us here on Seibel, Starkey, and Miller, and that is, Ryan, when I know you got a game Saturday night, you got another one after that, but when do your mind start turning to Baltimore? When do you actually start game planning for that? And I imagine just the juices get flowing for that team unlike any other.
You know, I take a lot of flack for saying this, and people get really upset with me. It's just another game. You know, as most seasons, when the first game comes around, you know, the starters and the older guys will start giving some information next week, kind of going into the weekend. But as far as Baltimore goes, it's another team. You know, if Baltimore was any different, or if I got any more riled up, or if I worked any harder, I would question my work ethic and my dedication and my commitment the other weeks. You know, if I'm extremely excited for these 2 weeks I play Baltimore, and then the other 14 weeks, oh, I'm just lollygagging, then am I really 100% committed to being the best I can be? So I prepare the same way. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to be excited because it's another opportunity to play football in the NFL. A lot of people don't get this opportunity. So are we excited about Baltimore? Yes, it's the first game of the season. It's against a division rival. We want to win the game. They're a physical team. We're a physical team. But it's no different.
Ryan, great stuff. We enjoyed the time. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, you guys have a good one.